Is it okay, though, on a more serious note, to teach children to fight back if they're being bullied? And it's Dr. David Coleman, who's a clinical psychologist, writing about this in The Independent today. Just want to read a little bit of his article to you. He says, when it comes to a child being physically attacked or physically bullied, my advice has always been to give that child permission to defend themselves. And they may not want to hit back or may not feel able to hit back, but I think it's still critical that they know they're allowed to hit back in defence. Hitting back shows the aggressor that a child isn't an easy target. And I'd love to talk to parents about this today, because I imagine it must be a really difficult situation for parents in terms of the advice you give on this. Should we teach children to fight back? Linda is with us on the line today. Linda, do you agree, or what's your advice?
Oh, I absolutely agree. My mother was an old, very old school. Like, I'm 52, so we're going back, it's a long time since I've been a child. But I was picked on. I'm dyslexic, and of course, back in the day, I was picked on badly. And there was one girl who would not leave me alone, and she did hit me. And I will never forget my mum turning around to me and saying, Linda, she hits you again. You hit her back twice as hard, and she'll never do it again. And she was right. And it did never happen. It never happened again. And my daughter, I've got two children, and I tell them exactly the same thing. As long as they don't, you know, lay the first blow, then they absolutely have my permission to defend themselves. And I always say it to my daughter especially, you know, if somebody hits you, you hit them back, and they will leave you alone. A bully only bullies because they think they can get away with that.
So were they not the aggressor? Were they not the one, Linda, who has started it? But it's okay to defend yourself.
Absolutely, and I make that very clear to them. Violence is never an answer to anything, but in terms of defence, if they have a problem with somebody, obviously go to the teacher, try and talk about it, talk it out. Mm. But if somebody is physically aggressive towards you, you stand up for yourself, you defend yourself.
So last resort, really.
Yeah, absolutely.
In your case, that was something you did, and it worked?
Yeah.
You weren't picked on again, Linda, after that, yeah.
I wasn't, because she knew that she'd get more of the same if she tried. You know, the children and adults are just as bad. A bully is a bully, regardless of how old they are. They only do it because they're going to get away with it, or they think they'll get away with it, and that the person they're bullying won't react. And when they do, they stop.
What about you, Jack? Do you think we should teach children to fight back, like if they're being picked on or if they're being bullied?
No, I don't think so. Children who are bullied are normally very timid or shy or whatever. I don't think they'd be able to fight back.
So never any reason or justification for it, Jack, is it?
No, I don't think so.
So what would you do then in that case?
I don't know, to be quite honest. I know as a child I was bullied, and I certainly wasn't able to fight back. Most of the kids who bullied me were bigger and stronger than me. I was a very small, timid little child.
So what did you do?
Nothing.
Did you report it to... did you talk to your parents or... teacher, school principal?
No. At the time, it was a long time ago. I'm quite an old man now. No, you didn't mention it to anyone. Just kept it to yourself.
And what was the impact of that?
Well, I was pretty mentally messed up for most of my life. it really messed with my head.
Just the trauma, really, Jack, of going through bullying and being bullied in school.
Yeah.
It's a hard one, Linda, really, isn't it, for people? Like, I can understand that people might be afraid or frightened to stand up to bullies, but I'm sure a lot of people will take Jack's point on board.
Absolutely. And I mean, it's not something that, and as Jack said, a lot of children that are bullied and adults that are bullied are decent, nice, even-mannered and natured people that don't like or know how to fight back. And with children, I think nowadays they're afraid to do that because of the rules. They're always being told, you know, you can't do this, you can't do that. But I do think it's important that children are allowed to defend themselves. I can only talk from my perspective and the way I teach my children. But I think it is very sad when people like Jack are being picked on and bullied and, you know, can't fight back or don't feel like they can.
What about you, William? William's on the line as well with us, Linda. Stay with us, Linda. I think have we got William there as well?
Yeah,
how are you?
Lovely, not too bad at all. Lovely talking to you.
You too. Well, would you give your children this advice to fight back if they were being bullied, William?
I would, yeah. Like, you know, my child, has happened 30 years ago. He was just gone to secondary school and he was a big lad for his age. And he was, what can we say, maybe a little bit awkward, like, you know. And he was being picked on at school and there was a stream running behind the school. And one day they, two or three of them got a hold of him and they pushed him into the stream. He got his feet wet. That was all, like, you know. But they tried to do it a few more times. And I was a sea fisherman, so when I came home, he told me what was happening. And I said, well, Brian, I shouldn't mention his name. But anyways, I did. Brian, next time they try to do it to you, you just resist, all right, and make sure you've got a good hold on the two of them. And then when you've got a good hold on the two of them, all end up in the brook together. And that's what happened. And the end of the story was there was no more bullying. And who were they laughing about? They were laughing about the two that got wet instead of Brian. And it done the lad's confidence no end of help.
So he ended up pulling them into the stream with him.
Exactly. Like, now it did. He said it didn't look like that. He said to anybody watching, like, you know, but you see that the other two lads got pulled in as well, and they were and it solved the problem. It was reported. Somebody else reported that the school, but when they investigated, it was there was no harm done to anyone, like, except everybody was wet.
And had he gone to, you know, the authorities or whatever, the powers that be in the school, to talk about
beforehand? No, beforehand he hadn't, like, he waited until I come home to tell me, like, you know.
Yeah.
I used to be away for 3 or 4 weeks at a time, like, you know, so that was what he, now I said, don't hit them, don't do anything to them at all, just do it, make it look like an accident, but you're getting won over on the two of them, like, you know.
Well, that could have gone anyway, William, though, couldn't it? Into the water.
It could have done all right, but the water in the stream, now it was they only got their feet wet, like, you know, lucky enough, like, you know. But it worked at the time, like, you know, and there was nobody hurt or anything like that, and it solved the problem, and it meant that his confidence was a lot higher, that if anybody else tried to bully him, it just step back, like, you know, I can look after myself. And to this day, he has that confidence still. So
that was the end of it, was it?
That was the end of it.
I don't know. I imagine this has to be very difficult, William, for people, you know, and for parents, because, you know, you're always told, and I suppose in class, your children are hearing violence is never the answer,
right.
You know, and
that's right. Yeah.
It's got to be a tough one.
Bullying, it's a scourge, though, it is, really, like, you know. And the bullies are, unless they're bullied themselves, they don't realise what they're doing wrong, I think, like, you know. And now, I don't advocate violence as such as fisticuffs, like, too much, you know, because that can escalate into an awful lot more, so it can, like, and maybe escalate into parents having fisticuffs, like, you know. But if they looked after their children maybe a little bit better, It might never happen.
Okay, see a text from Ray here. He makes the point, I was never bullied in my life, but I did assist others with their situations. Never forget the bystanders, because they need to stand up as well. Gary makes the point that schools have bullying policies, which are no more than words on paper. If a child is bullied, they need to stand up for themselves and hit the bully a smack in the nose, according to Gary. What about you, Sean? I believe you work in this area, do you?
I do, that's right. And I'm taking an interest now in what the other speakers have said. I take Linda's point, and definitely, as David Coleman suggests, a child needs to feel that they have permission to defend themselves. The difficulty that a school faces is that if the child fights back and gets relief from it, as was the case in Linda's case, the problem there is that the bullying child is still seeking someone to lean on. And from the school's perspective, the problem isn't gone away. It has now just switched to somebody else. And in Jack's case, where he describes not being able, most children are not able to defend themselves against bullying. Usually the bullying is done by more than one person. And by the time anyone realises it, including even the person who is targeted when it has happened a few times, by then they are intimidated. And the idea that they would defend themselves against two or more people is beyond what they can do if they are intimidated. Now, it's regrettable in Jack's case that the school wasn't in a position, because schools are and can deal with this so that the child doesn't need to fight back, and so that the defenseless child gets relief and that the problem gets solved. But the school has to do certain things to make that happen. But they're all available, they're all free, and schools can do them. And hundreds of schools around Ireland are doing them right now.
When I say you work in this area, Sean, so are you in an area of counselling, is it, or as a teacher?
No. I visit schools and I hand to them free of charge an entire anti-bullying program which they can use, and it has two prongs. One is it raises awareness among all the children about the nature and the impact of bullying. So no one can pretend, I didn't know, or I was only messing. And so that every child knows, if they've been badly treated, that that is wrong and that they have a right to redress. And the second part is that I give the teachers the tools to solve any bullying situation without blame and without repercussion. Because if you strike back at the child, there will be resentment and the problem won't be gone, because that resentment will carry through. The child who was calling somebody names and is punished for it, they resent that, because everyone calls everybody names. So they feel that resentment and they don't let it go. And it may be on the school bus that it'll emerge again, where the teachers can't protect the child. So it's two prongs. One is the awareness raising so that everyone is clear where everybody stands. And the other is a no blame approach, which allows the people who were bullying to recognise what they were doing and stop. And it hinges then on them making a promise never to do it again. And as long as they don't, there's no punishment. Okay. But that's an incentive. They have to promise and keep
not to do it again. You see, it's interesting this though, Sean, because is defending yourself, is that a get out of jail card? Like, is it a defence when it comes to, you know, you hit the bully back. Now the bully goes and reports this to the principal or to the teacher. Like, do you know what I'm trying to, I suppose the point I'm trying to make is, are you better to have raised the alarm or mentioned this to a teacher? I suppose that they have some record. I know it's not always easy to do, as Jack mentioned earlier, but.
Yes, well, what
is defending yourself a get out of jail card is the question, I suppose.
A child has a right, of course, to defend themselves, but it won't solve the problem. It'll defer the problem. Either it'll pass it on to another child, or it'll come back to haunt them when the bullying child comes back with accomplices. So it doesn't fix it. But again, if you talk to the school, to the teacher, and if the teacher isn't equipped to deal with it either, because teachers are not. Do you realise there is no training in teacher training colleges in Ireland? There is no training in how to resolve bullying situations at all.
At all, Sean?
None.
And not even for online or physical. Sorry, we're talking about this in the context today, though, as if nearly all bullying was physical. I can imagine it's an even bigger issue when it's online. But so the teachers that are coming up through St. Pat's and Mary I now, there's no training at all for them in bullying.
No, there isn't 5 minutes of training in how to resolve bullying situations in any of those institutions. So everything that they do is either done off their own bat or it's done through their own goodwill. And they need the training to do it. And it's very straightforward and it can be done. But they don't do it.
So it's up to the school to have some sort of a policy or something, is that it? It's all in the principal.
Yes. So schools, they may ask me to come in and explain and set them up for that. And there are schools that have, imagine a school that I won't name what county, but I got an email last summer from a principal of a school, and I'd been there 10 years ago, if you don't mind. And they have, as every school has, little bullying issues that arise, and they're not little at the person on the receiving end.
No.
But he was able to tell me that every promise that any child made over 10 years to stop doing what they were doing and to keep that promise, no child in 10 years had broken that promise. So in every single case, the problem was resolved with no backlash against anybody, no punishment needed, everybody much wiser as a result. But schools need to do it.
Yeah, a text from another listener who says, I've been listening to the conversation about this on bullying and physical attack. I've trained in self-defence techniques for nearly 10 years, and one of the main aspects they teach us is that you never escalate and always avoid a situation where you may be in trouble. So telling your children to strike somebody else isn't necessarily the best advice, as they may likely end up worse off because of it. And I say this as a dad of three children who are all experienced now in martial arts, who'd only fight back as a very last resort because they're trained now to get away from the situation. Emma's with us on the line as well, Sean. Emma, you've been listening here to Linda and Jack and William. Why did you get in touch?
Hi, Andrea. I got in touch because I have tried both approaches. I initially tried, my son was being bullied in preschool. I suppose, you know, he was being hit and pushed a little bit, and he's a fine, strong boy. So he's not your typical timid little boy. And I, you know, he was telling me that a certain child was hitting him and pushing him. And I always advocated for tell the grown-up, you know, just tell the grown-up. But this continued, and it wasn't helping the situation because either the grown-up wasn't seeing it or they weren't available at the time. And look, in real-life scenarios, it's not always practical to tell a child to tell a grown-up because there won't always be a grown-up present. So what do we do, especially later on when they'll be a little bit more independent? There won't always be a teacher present to, you know, to break up a fight or to protect the child. So after this pattern continued for a little while, it was breaking my heart. Obviously, I had spoken to the setting as well. My husband gave his 2 cents and he said, you know what, hit them back. Never be the first to hit, but hit them back and stop it. And he did hit him back one day, and it did stop. So, yes, I have a tried both approaches, and I was bullied, and nobody ever told me to stand up for myself or to hit them back, and I wish they had, because I was bullied all throughout my childhood, right up until I left school, and I wish I had been taught that, because it has a lasting effect, and especially in secondary school and outside that, there aren't always going to be teachers to tell or grown-ups to tell. And what are we telling children then? Always wait for a grown-up to ameliorate or to fix the situation. And it's sending a message that get someone else to fix your problem, and that person won't always be there.
In your case, Emma, was it physical bullying?
More both. So, you know, being female, oftentimes girls are very good at the emotional side of it, and intimidation, exclusion. But there was physical bullying as well. And I was never told or coached on what to do in that situation. I remember just crying, you know, and just being upset.
Desperate, yeah.
And always feeling, you know, like an outsider. But nobody coached me. And look, I'm not saying it's my parents' fault, but they didn't know. Nobody told me, just stand up for yourself. You know, if they hit you, stand up for yourself.
But it probably
I would always say that.
Easier said than done, too. You know, because in your case, if the bullying, if it was a group of girls, if it was more than one, you know.
Of course, yeah.
Where do you,
No, but what I would always say is never initiate it, but always, always stand up. In another situation, I know my brothers were being bullied on the school bus, and this went on all throughout first year. And one day, my brother just had enough, and he did hit him back and it stopped. You know, so sometimes, I mean, in an ideal world, it's very idealistic to think that, oh, never stand up for yourself, always tell a teacher, always tell a grown-up. But when the grown-up isn't always going to be there.
Okay. What about you, Aaron? You've been listening to Emma. What point did you want to make? How are you?
No, good, yeah. No, I was bullied for majority of my life in school. So one day, in second or third year, I took up jiu-jitsu. Like a switch flipped and I thought, I need to do something here. So I took that up, and but the bullying kept on going right up until about TY transition year. And I got quite physical one day, and I used the jiu-jitsu to protect myself. To be honest with you, I'd be a huge advocate of getting self-defense classes or the likes of them, martial arts classes within schools, and making it mandatory for schools to do. I just think it's very important that everyone knows self-defense and life skills.
If you need it or you require it, that you have the tools, Aaron, to use it. Like, yeah.
One of the major things that we learned within jiu-jitsu is self-control and respect. But when it came to it, I was able to use it for my own protection. Like,
you probably needed it by the sounds of it.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah. So it was good to have, good life skills. I've kept it up since.
Well, how much help were the schools at the time?
Schools, to be honest with you, wasn't really the school. It was I sort of kept it in and bottled it up nearly, which didn't help.
Yeah. It's very difficult. Like, I know from talking to people about this before, it's so hard to know what to do. Sometimes nearly highlighting the issue can exacerbate it, can make it worse. Then if you don't go to management or schools or principals, that can become a headache for parents. Then there's often parents will tell you that they did go to principals and felt that absolutely nothing was done.
So it's
a very difficult situation for people. Aaron, listen, thank you for sharing your story.
You,
yeah, not at all. And Emma there as well. Another texter. Actually, this comes in from somebody who says they're an experienced primary school teacher. All student teachers receive training in bullying awareness. It's a compulsory part of the SPHE curriculum, a subject taught weekly in every single primary classroom. In addition to all schools are required to have anti-bullying policies. Another texter. Happy to hear about giving a child permission to defend themselves. I was brought up by a pacifist and was bullied for my entire childhood. I always wished my dad had taught me to look out for myself physically. I spent most of my childhood in fear, not knowing ever how to defend myself physically as well. I now teach my own kids how to do so. My six-year-old child, my son, goes to martial arts. Gives him great confidence. He's not afraid of the bigger lads and rough play, says this listener. Look, keep those experiences coming into us. I want to hear your own stories as well of, you know, how bullying situations were dealt with in school. You can drop me an email. That's lunchtimelive@newstalk.com. But Linda, Jack, Sean, William, Emma and Aaron there, thanks a million for getting in touch with us today.